of the sun and west of the moon. We'll build a dream house of love, dear.
The Santa Barbara Theater of the Air presents a Depression-era special, two 1930s plays for the price of one.
We'll live in a lovely way, dear, living on love and pale moonlight.
First, we hear David Courtenay and Jamie Hixon in Here We Are by Dorothy Parker. We're in a compartment of a railroad train that's just begun its journey to New York City. The two young people in the compartment are settling in for the trip.
Well.
Well.
Well, here we are.
Here we are, aren't we?
Yep, I should say we are. Here we are.
Well.
Well, how does it feel to be an old married lady?
Oh, it's too soon to ask me that. At least, I mean, well, I mean, goodness. We've only been married about 3 hours, haven't we?
We've been married exactly 2 hours and 26 minutes.
My, it seems like longer.
No, it isn't hardly half past six yet.
It seems like later. I guess it's because it starts getting dark so early.
It does, at that. The nights are going to be pretty long from now on. It starts getting dark early.
I didn't have any idea what time it was. Everything was so mixed up, I sort of don't know where I am or what it's all about. Getting back from the church, and then all those people, and then changing all my clothes, and then everybody throwing things and all. Goodness, I don't see how people do it every day.
Do what?
Get married. When you think of all the people all over the world getting married just as if it was nothing. Chinese people and everybody, as if it wasn't anything.
Well, let's not worry about people all over the world. And let's don't think about a lot of Chinese. We've got something better to think about. Well, what do we care about them?
I know, but I just sort of got to thinking of them, all of them, all over everywhere, doing it all the time. At least, I mean, getting married, you know. And it's, well, it's sort of such a big thing to do, it makes you feel queer. You think of them, all of them, all doing it just like it wasn't anything. And how does anybody know what's going to happen next?
Well, let them worry. We don't have to. We know darn well what's going to happen next. We know it's going to be great. Well, we know we're going to be happy, don't we?
Oh, of course. Only you think of all the people, and you have to sort of keep thinking. It makes you feel funny. An awful lot of people that get married, it doesn't turn out so well. And I guess they all must have thought it was going to be great.
Oh, come on now. This is no way to start a honeymoon, with all this thinking going on. Look at us, all married and everything done. The wedding all done and all.
Oh, it was nice, wasn't it? Did you really like my veil?
You look great. Just great.
I'm terribly glad. Ellie and Louise looked lovely, didn't they? I'm terribly glad they did finally decide on pink. They looked perfectly lovely.
Listen, I want to tell you something. When I was standing up there in that old church waiting for you to come up, and I saw those two bridesmaids, I thought, well, I never knew Louise could look like that. I thought she'd have knocked anybody's eye out.
Oh, really? Funny. Of course, everybody thought her dress and hat were lovely, but a lot of people seemed to think she looked sort of tired. People have been saying that a lot lately. I tell them I think it's awfully mean of them to go around saying that about her. I tell them they've got to remember that Louise isn't so terribly young anymore, and they've got to expect her to look like that. Louise can say she's 23 all she wants to, but she's a good deal nearer 27.
Well, she certainly was a knockout at the wedding, boy.
I'm terribly glad you thought so. I'm glad someone did. How did you think Ellie looked?
Why, I honestly didn't get a look at her.
Oh, really? Well, I certainly think that's too bad. I don't suppose I ought to say it about my own sister, but I never saw anybody look as beautiful as Ellie looked today. And always so sweet and unselfish, too. And you didn't even notice her. But you never pay attention to Ellie, anyway. Don't think I haven't noticed it. It makes me feel just terrible. It makes me feel just awful that you don't like my own sister.
I do so like her. I'm crazy for Ellie. I think she's a great kid.
Don't think it makes any difference to Ellie. Ellie's got enough people crazy about her. It isn't anything to her whether you like her or not. Don't flatter yourself, she cares. Only, the only thing is, it makes it awfully hard for me you don't like her. That's the only thing. I keep thinking, when we come back and get in the apartment and everything, it's going to be awfully hard for me that you won't want all of my family around. I know how you feel about my family. Don't think I haven't seen it. Only, if you don't ever want to see them, that's your loss, not theirs. Don't flatter yourself.
Anna, come on. What's all this talk about not wanting your family around? Why, you know how I feel about your family. I think your old lady, I think your mother's swell, and Ellie, and your father. What's all this talk?
Well, I've seen it. Don't think I haven't. Lots of people, they get married, and they think it's going to be great and everything, and then it all goes to pieces because people don't like people's families or something like that. Don't tell me I've seen it happen.
Honey, what is all this? What are you getting angry about? Hey, look, this is our honeymoon. What are you trying to start a fight for? I guess you're just feeling sort of nervous.
Me? What have I got to be nervous about? I mean, goodness, I'm not nervous.
You know, lots of times they say that girls get kind of nervous and yippy on account of thinking about... Well, it's like you said, things are all sort of mixed up in everything right now. But afterwards, it'll be all right. Well, look, honey, you don't look any too comfortable. Don't you want to take your hat off? And let's don't ever fight, ever, will we?
Oh, I'm sorry I was cross. I guess I did feel a little bit funny. All mixed up, and then thinking of all those people all over everywhere, and then being sort of way off here, all alone with you. It's so sort of different. It's sort of such a big thing. You can't blame a person for thinking, can you? Yes, don't let's ever, ever fight. We won't be like the whole lot of them. We won't fight or be nasty or anything, will we?
You bet your life we won't.
I guess I will take this darned old hat off. It kind of presses. Just put it up on the rack, will you, dear? Do you like it, sweetheart?
Looks good on you.
No, but I mean, do you really like it?
Well, I'll tell you. I know this is the new style and everything like that, and it's probably great. I mean, I don't know anything about things like that. Only, I like the kind of a hat like that blue hat you had. Gee, I like that hat.
Oh, really? Well, that's nice. That's lovely. The first thing you say to me as soon as you get me off on a train away from my family and everything is that you don't like my hat. The first thing you say to your wife is that you think she has terrible taste in hats. That's nice, isn't it?
Now, honey, I never said anything like that.
What you don't seem to realize is this hat cost $22. $22. And that horrible old blue thing you think you're so crazy about, that cost $3.95.
I don't give a darn what they cost. I said I like that blue hat. I don't know anything about hats. I'll be crazy about this one as soon as I get used to it. Only it's kind of not like your other hats. I don't know about the new styles. What do I know about women's hats?
It's too bad you didn't marry somebody that would get the kind of hats you'd like. Hats that cost $3.95. Why didn't you marry Louise? You always think she looks so beautiful. You'd love her taste in hats. Why didn't you marry her?
Now, honey, for heaven's sakes...
Why didn't you marry her? All you've done ever since we got on this train is talk about her. Here, I've sat and just listened to you saying how wonderful Louise is. I suppose that's nice, getting me off here all alone with you and then raving about Louise right in front of my face. Why didn't you ask her to marry you? I'm sure she would have jumped at the chance. There aren't so many people asking her to marry them. Oh, it's too bad you didn't marry her. I'm sure you would have been much happier.
Listen, baby, while we're talking about things like that, why didn't you marry Joe Brooks? I suppose he could have given you all the $22 hats you wanted, I suppose.
Well, I'm not so sure. I'm not sorry I didn't. there. Joe Brooks wouldn't have waited until he got me off alone and then sneered at my taste in clothes. Joe Brooks wouldn't ever hurt my feelings. Joe Brooks has always been fond of me.
Yeah, he's fond of you. He was so fond of you, he didn't even send a wedding present. That's how fond of you he was.
I happen to know for a fact that he was away on business, and as soon as he comes back, he's going to give me anything I want for the apartment.
Listen, I don't want anything he gives you in our apartment. Anything he gives you, I'll throw it right out the window. That's what I think of your friend Joe Brooks. And how do you know where he is and what he's going to do anyway? Has he been writing to you?
I suppose my friends can correspond with me. I didn't hear there was any law against that.
Well, I suppose they can't. And what do you think of that? I'm not going to have my wife getting lots of letters from cheap traveling salesmen.
Joe Brooks is not a cheap traveling salesman. He is not. He gets a wonderful salary.
Oh, yeah? Where'd you hear that?
He told me so himself.
Oh, he told you so himself. I see. He told you so himself.
You've got a lot of right to talk about Joe Brooks. You and your friend Louise. All you ever talk about is Louise.
Oh, for heaven's sakes, what do I care about Louise? I just thought she was a friend of yours, that's all. That's why I ever noticed her.
Well, you certainly took an awful lot of notice of her today. On our wedding day. You said yourself when you were standing there in the church, you just keep thinking of her. Right up at the altar. Oh, right in the presence of God. And all you thought about was Louise.
Listen, honey, I never should have said that. How does anybody know what kind of crazy things come into their heads when they're standing there waiting to get married? I was just telling you that because I thought it was so kind of crazy. I thought it would make you laugh.
I know. I've been all sort of mixed up today, too. I told you that. Everything's so strange and everything. And me all the time thinking about all those people all over the world, and now us here all alone and everything. I know you get all mixed up. Only I did think, when you kept talking about how beautiful Louise looked, you did it with malice and forethought.
I never did anything with malice and forethought. I just told you that about Louise because I thought it would make you laugh.
Well, it didn't.
No, I know it didn't. It certainly did not. Aw, baby, we ought to be laughing, too. Hell, honey lamb, this is our honeymoon. What's the matter?
I don't know. We used to squabble a lot when we were going together, and then engaged and everything. But I thought everything would be so different as soon as you were married. And now I feel so sort of strange and everything. I feel so sort of alone.
Well, you see, sweetheart, we're not really married yet. I mean, well, you know, things will be different afterwards. Oh, hell, I mean, we haven't been married very long.
No.
Well, we haven't got much longer to wait now. I mean, well, we'll be in New York in about 20 minutes. And then we can have dinner and sort of see what we feel like doing. Or, I mean, is there anything special you want to do tonight?
What?
What I mean to say, would you like to go to a show or something?
Why, whatever you like. I sort of didn't think people went to theaters and things on there. I mean, I've got a couple of letters I simply must write. Don't let me forget.
Oh, you're going to write letters tonight?
Well, you see, I've been perfectly terrible, but with all the excitement and everything, I never did thank poor old Mrs. Sprague for her berry spoon, and I never did a thing about those bookends the McMaster sent. It's just too awful of me. I've got to write them this very night.
And when you finish writing your letters, maybe I could get you a magazine or a bag of peanuts.
What?
I mean, I wouldn't want you to be bored.
As if I could be bored with you. Silly. Aren't we married? Bored.
What I thought when we got in, we could go right up to the Biltmore and anyway leave our bags and maybe have a little dinner in the room, you know, kind of quiet, and then do whatever we wanted. I mean, well, let's go right up there from the station.
Oh, yes, let's. I'm so glad we're going to the Biltmore. I just love it. The twice I've stayed in New York, we've always stayed there. Papa and Mama and Ellie and I was crazy about it. I always sleep so well there. I go right off to sleep the minute my head hits the pillow.
Oh, you do?
At least, I mean, way up high, it's so quiet.
We might go to some show or other tomorrow night instead of tonight. Don't you think that would be better?
Yes, I think it might.
Do you really have to write those letters tonight?
Well, I don't suppose they'd get there any quicker than if I wrote them tomorrow.
And we won't ever fight anymore, will we?
Oh, no. Not ever. I don't know what made me do like that. It all got so sort of funny, sort of like a nightmare, the way I got thinking of all those people getting married all of the time. And so many of them. Everything spoils on account of fighting and everything. I got all mixed up thinking about them. Oh, I don't want to be like them, but we won't be, will we?
Sure we won't.
We won't go all to pieces. We won't fight. It'll all be different now we're married. It'll all be lovely. Reach me down my hat, will you, sweetheart? It's time I was putting it on. Thanks. Oh, I'm sorry you don't like it.
I do so like it.
You said you didn't. You said you thought it was perfectly terrible.
I never said any such thing. You're crazy.
All right. I may be crazy, thank you very much, but that's what you said. Not that it matters. It's just a little thing. But it makes you feel pretty funny to think you've gone and married somebody that says you have perfectly terrible taste in hats, and then goes and says you're crazy, besides...
Now listen here. Nobody said any such thing. Why, I love that hat. The more I look at it, the better I like it. I think it's great.
That isn't what you said before.
Honey, stop it, will you? What do you want to start all this for? I love the damned hat. I mean, I love your hat. I love anything you wear. What more do you want me to say?
Well, I don't want you to say it like that.
I said I think it's great. That's all I said.
Do you really? Do you honestly? Oh, I'm so glad. I'd hate you not to like my hat. It would be... I don't know. It would be sort of such a bad start.
Well, I'm crazy for it. Right, now we've got that settled, for heaven's sakes. Oh, baby. Baby lamb. We're not going to have any bad starts. Look at us. We're on our honeymoon. I mean, pretty soon we'll be regular old married people. I mean, in a few minutes we'll be getting into New York, and then we'll be going to the hotel, and then everything will be all right. I mean, well, look at us. Here we are, married. Here we are.
Yes, here we are, aren't we?
I wish that we could live up in the sky, where we could find a place away up high. To live among the stars, the sun, the moon, just you and I.
You have heard Here We Are by Dorothy Parker. He was played by David Courtenay, she by Jamie Hickson. Here We Are was produced and directed by your host, William Smithers. Recorded at the Production Room, Santa Barbara, California. Sound editor, Lars Nelson. This has been a production of KCSB and the Santa Barbara Theater of the Air.
Just you and I, forever and a day. Love will not die, we'll keep it that way. Up among the stars we'll find a harmony of life to a lovely tune. Of the sun and west of the moon, dear. East of the sun and west of the moon.
The second play scheduled for this program was never actually recorded. Please tune in again next week for another production of the Santa Barbara Theater of the Air.